Sinbad finds a ship and sails back to Baghdad. One day, a sea monster attacks the ship.
Help!
Cries Sinbad.
Not more adventures!
The monster is angry. It eats some of the sailors from the ship. Quickly, Sinbad gets into a little boat and rows away. The monster doesn't see Sinbad in his boat. It is looking hungrily at the sailors in the sea. Sinbad lands on an island. He leaves his boat on the beach and goes to explore. Sinbad finds a dark cave on the island. He can hear a noise.
Someone's crying,
he thinks. He looks into the cave and sees a young woman. In front of her, there's a monster. The monster is sleeping.
She's the monster's prisoner,
thinks Sinbad.
I must help her.
That night, Sinbad waits near the cave. After some time, the monster flies away to look for something to eat. Sinbad goes into the cave.
Come, quickly,
he says to the woman.
But who are you?
She asks.
I'm Sinbad the Sailor,
he says.
I can help you.
Thank you,
says the young woman.
I'm Yasmin.
Sinbad takes Yasmin to his boat on the beach.
Can you row?
Sinbad asks her.
Of course I can,
she says.
Well, here's my boat. Let's row.
Sinbad and Yasmin row all night. In the morning, Sinbad sees his ship. Sinbad and Yasmin climb up to the ship.
Sinbad?
The sailors cry.
You're alive.
Of course,
says Sinbad.
And this is my friend, Yasmin.
Sinbad and Yasmin sail back to Baghdad. Yasmin is very excited.
I want to meet all your friends,
she says. Sinbad takes Yasmin to his house. Yasmin is surprised.
You're very rich,
she says.
But money isn't the most important thing,
says Sinbad.
We must spend our money wisely and help people.
Sinbad then goes into the streets of Baghdad and he gives some of his money to the people there with no homes.
Thank you, Sinbad.
They cry.
You're truly a wise and good man.